Victory 91.5. Good morning. That's Leanna sitting right there. My name is David. We're married, and Ray Haynes is our general manager, and he is more than a general manager. He is a friend. He is a brother in Christ. He is a pastor. He has such a great influence on our lives, and as he has been unpacking yesterday's program with Jesus's bride and then today with walking us through the Passover Seder, Passover Seder that I have walked through 50 times.
It's a little bit different this time.
But seeing the significance of the feast, we just want to thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's my pleasure to get to share this. I'm so glad that God gives us this opportunity. And so many people ask why, as Gentiles, we should celebrate the Jewish feasts. Well, I hope you're getting the point. But this is your, you know, we did it in the fall and then the springtime, because to miss it is like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Once you discover it, you go, I want to do this every year to celebrate Jesus, to learn and to focus and remind myself afresh and anew what he did for me.
And to deepen our relationship with him, to get to know him on a more intimate level.
Thanks to everybody that's been calling up and emailing.
Thank you.
Even friends who have been texting, our friend Bill, just saying, you don't get this anywhere else.
Yeah.
And we would like to encourage you, if you're tuning in for the first time or you've been listening for a long time, this is why you can support this ministry. For everything we do points us all toward Jesus. Mm-hmm. Everything.
That's why it's the sound of revival. Want to revive life after life. Next part of our virtual Seder is the eating of the Afikoman, which obviously we talked a little bit about so far. But this is where it all comes home. Since the meal can't be completed without eating the Afikoman, which is, again, the broken middle matzah that was hidden, must be found and brought back, and the one who finds it receives a great reward. Now, again, in a Jewish home, they have no idea why there's three matzahs. They have no idea why they break the middle one.
Right.
They have no idea why they hide part of it and then go find it and get a reward. So that's the sad part is, you know, even God put on their hearts to create all of this without having a true understanding, so that when he came, they would recognize him. But unfortunately, some didn't. And the generations that didn't recognize him, they, of course, are still looking. And that's why we're here to help, to say, this is him. This was what you were looking for. And the generation of those Jews who received him, well, we are the we're the result of that. Mm-hmm. When they went into the world to share Christ, we received. So now, Jesus said this over and over. Notice he always was pointing out children. You have, in order to come to me, you've got to be like a little child. And in the Passover meal, for all the generations, who goes to find the Afikoman? It's the children.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to first get that heart of a child, because and really that's all that's stopping the Jews from coming to Christ, is this little teeny little moment right here. It's a child. You have to have that humble heart, that childlike nature that builds on faith. A child has faith like no one else, because they don't have all the years behind them, and all the negative stuff, all the garbage that we build up. We don't have all the bitterness and hurts and wounds. They can receive truth simply. So it's the child that goes and finds the Afikoman. It is called the bread of affliction, the humble bread. Now, the bread itself reminds us of Jesus. The rabbis have very rigid codes as to the appearance of the matzah. Now, obviously it helps to look at it. If you pull up a picture of matzah on the internet, that'll help you. So here's what the rabbis say. It has to have stripes, it has to be pierced, and without leaven. Now, the revelation for them would be that Jesus was afflicted. He was striped on his back and his whole body. He was pierced, and he was without leaven. He was without sin. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. This moment of the Passover is where you really focus on those stripes. Now, a couple of interesting notes. Sailors would often save some of the Afikoman to keep with them, because it was believed to calm the sea. So as it happens, this is one of the miracles that Jesus did to help the disciples' unbelief, many of who were fishermen who probably had a little Epicum in their pocket. And can you imagine, you know, if your hand was in your pocket, you go, wait a minute, and watching Jesus in the midst of this? It was during... Now, this part of it, you just eat, it's the dessert. You just, it's like, you know, you go to a Chinese restaurant, you have a little cookie at the end there, a little fortune cookie. That's the aphacomen, is that kind of a part of the meal. But when Jesus had the Last Supper Passover, it was during the eating of this and the blessing of it that the Bible tells us Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." So for the first time of 1,500 years of Passover, they're standing here with the aphacomen in their hand going, what? This is your body. This is you. So he's getting ready to die, and he's now ending this Passover, explaining all the significance of the things that they've been talking about. And the apostle... Paul wrote in to the Corinthians, a man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. And this was that bread and cup, this aphacomen and the cup of juice that follows. In Jerusalem at Passover time, Jews got ceremonial clean because they would fix up the roads, they'd whitewash all the tombs to prevent travelers from seeking shelter in a cave, which was really a tomb, which would be really bad. It would make you unclean. So coming in contact with a dead body would make anybody ceremonially unclean, so they couldn't even participate. So when Jesus talked about whitewashed tombs, that's what he was talking about. So likewise, we don't want to end up trying to deal with Jesus while being a tomb. You understand? Mm-hmm. We don't want to have death and all that garbage.
Right.
So we have to examine ourselves before we partake of communion. So 1 Corinthians 11, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself. Now, I want you to think about this as you're listening here. He drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. God and God alone could die for your sins. When you try to take communion and you don't deal with the sin that's in you, you are drinking, instead of giving your judgment and your sin to God, you're taking it upon yourself. It will kill you every time, 100 out of 100 times. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So at this point of the Passover meal, you stop, because the aphacomen now is your communion bread. Mm-hmm. And you take a moment for repentance, and you get ready for the third cup, and you take this aphacomen, and in this literal way, you've taken it out of the covering where you hid it. The children brought it back to you. Now you receive what a children will lead them. You take that little piece of bread, and you just consider the 1,500 years, and you didn't know what it meant. And now you step in there, and you take of the Lord's body, that first step.
We're thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. As you walk through this weekend, you might want to share this with your friends. You might want to have your own Passover Seder. And you can certainly download all of the things that we have been talking about the last 2 days. It'll all be posted up at the Victory Facebook page, Risenstein on Facebook, Risenstein on Twitter, and the Victory website, victory915.com, including Ray's notes. We'll continue with our Passover Seder in just a bit.